Back to Brad and John
on Tech Webcast.
Keeping it real.
Oi, see, it's the Tech Webcast with your hosts, Brad and John.
Due to construction, the information highway will be closed until further notice.
Oh, crap. You should be. It's horrible.
Administered beatings to nearly 3,000 clients.
Well, that could be quite painful.
Your computer is about to crash. Place your tray and seat backs in their upright positions. Place your head between your legs and kiss your keyboard goodbye.
Oh, well.
When I stop, we'll file out. Take cover fast.
Sounds like a really crappy plan, but okay.
Those are many things you don't want to happen. So tune in to the Tech Webcast. Right here with your hosts, John and Brad, coming to you from Australia. Tech Webcast, everything tech related, with your tech geeks, John and Brad. And now, here is Tech Webcast.
That's all right.
It's just completely crap, just random stuff, just random shit.
It's very good.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, welcome to Tech Webcast, episode 20. This is Brad, and also we have John from the Philippines again each week to do a episode of Tech Webcast, co-host. And John, how are you, John, today on the Skype?
I'm good. It's pretty hard here at my place, but yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah.
All right.
Today's our 20th episode, and that's pretty cool to know, you know. On this episode, we will look back what happened in the previous episode since episode one. So Brad and I were, you know, together doing the podcast.
Yep.
And we will recall, we will highlight the good events that happened on each from previous episodes. So yeah, Brad.
All right. Cool, man. Now, and also coming up on the show, we were talking about the new look of Ustream. That's coming up to sort of towards near the end. And also, I have a surprise. Now, John doesn't know what it is, and no one else knows what it is. But let's just say it's hard to explain what it is, but let's just say it's been done before.
Yeah, it's scaring me actually.
Don't need to be scared about it, mate. All right, let's get into the show. Now, your first highlight of the Tech Webcast, John. What's your highlight been so far on the Tech Webcast?
The thing that I can easily remember, you know, that I really liked was the episode. Was it episode 12 when I interviewed you know, Cala Lewis?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so far that's one of the best episodes, you know, formally talking on Tech Webcast. But I also remember episode 8 as one of the best episodes, like, yeah, the most amusing episodes. Yeah, one of the amusing episodes that we did.
Yeah, I actually remember that one as well, episode 8. There was something about a dog barking in the background, and I just started laughing for no reason, and then I thought that was really funny. I don't know why, but yeah, it was funny for some reason. But I have to say episode 12 with Kelly Lewis, I have to say that's been bar by none been the best episode that you've done, which has been pretty good. I actually really enjoyed that one. I just wish we could have done it live on Skype with me and you and her, and, you know, asking questions live. But that was good. I really enjoyed that one, and episode 12 was really good, and I hope people enjoyed that one. Also, on episode, I think it was episode 14B, I think it was, or something, that was me and Bo. We spoke to Darren Kitchen from Hack 5, and he came on and spoke about the Wi-Fi pineapple, and that was really good. That was really interesting to talk about and great info. You can also check out the Wi-Fi pineapple at hack5.org/pineapple. You can buy one of them off online. And that was really good. And what else have we done on the show? I'm just trying to remember. That's right. Also, we've had other guests as well on here to do episodes. We've had Mike and we've had Don on as well, which was pretty good. Don's done a couple episodes. And, yeah, great work by him and Mike as well. He's done an episode as well. And I hope we hear some more from them guys as well very shortly in the near future, which I have to cut that out. Just started. John, what do you reckon, mate? What else have you enjoyed on the show?
Well, I enjoyed the tech web. The things that I enjoyed with the tech web, guys, you know, is connecting with other geeks through the show. You discuss topics that you share, you know, common interest.
Yep.
And it's good to know, despite the distance, you know, the geographical constraints, we're able to talk about something the same.
Yep.
And something that we like. Yeah, the technology, the gadgets, the current events in the tech world, and meeting new people. Just even though it's in a podcast, but it's good to hear opinions from other people.
Yeah. Yeah. And, episode 20 today, we're recording episode 20 today, people didn't know which we are. Episode 20, I thought we wouldn't get past episode 10 because, I thought we would have got sick of it by then, but we haven't, you know. We're up at episode 20 now, and that'll be out sometime tonight. And also coming up on episode 21 next week, we've got Buster Roy from the Quick.com. He's going to come on and chat to us about Quick. And how that all works and stuff. And
yes,
that's going to be quite cool.
Website.
Quite cool. And
Quick is a good site, yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah, it's a great website. And also the name, actually, there's one thing I have to mention to you, to the listeners out there. The Tech Webcast name, John, you actually thought of the name. Can you sort of give us a background on the name, how you came up with the name?
Tech Web Guys, we were on the Podomatic. Was it the Podomatic website?
Yeah. Yep.
The Podomatic website, we were signing up for, we were thinking, me and Brad, thinking of a good name for this podcast. And instantly, the words that came up in my mind is just the word tech, of course. Tech would be there normally, since we will be talking about technology.
Yep.
But the next word that came into my mind is the webcast. Webcast, it's known to be like, you are doing a broadcast on the web.
Yep.
So it's webcast.
Yep.
And it used to be popular, but these days we have more newer terms like podcasting, video podcasting, and all that.
Yep.
We logging. So we came up with the name Tech Webcast, which sounds really good to me. And then I told Brad about it, and he agreed. And then it happened. It became the name of this show. And so far, we were able to connect different geeks on the show. They were able to participate and share their opinions and also share their expertise. And we were able to discuss tech news in the previous episodes, which we were able to elaborate, using our own point of views on it. And so far, we are doing good.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that we've reached the 20th episode of the podcast. And we're wishing to be strive to do more.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. You know, I don't know what I don't want anything out of doing this podcast. You know, I just want to do it for fun and talk about tech stuff, which I really enjoy to talk about, and also talking to other people on the internet, which is really cool too. Before we sort of started this podcast, John didn't really have much to do with podcasting. I sort of got him into it, and now he's sort of getting into other directions of doing podcasting. Now he's doing a video podcast called The Tech Conclave. John, you want to tell people about that?
Yeah. Before I started this podcasting, this tech webcast, I have heard of podcasting, but I didn't have much interest in it because most of my previous works, I worked on creating websites, and I also do videos for YouTube, but not in a way that not in the style of podcasting, like you are reporting something, sharing information to the users using the new media that people call nowadays, using the internet. And then, you know, when I met Brad online and he encountered this idea to start a podcast, and so yeah, I tried it. I heard about it before, but I haven't really tried what podcasting is about. So Brad opened the doors for me, and then when I get involved with the actual podcasting, meeting new people online that I never realized that I would meet before, it motivated me. It recalled my skills, like my journalism skills, my broadcasting skills, and my video editing and audio skills, which is good because I'm able to apply what I know, what I've learned in the past in this podcasting, and it is pretty cool. Besides, you know, meeting new people and talking with other people, with the things that you want and the tech news, which is really, really great and really, really fun to do.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the Tech Webcast has sort of come up to episode 20 now, and we've done a lot of stuff on here. We've had a guy called Bryce on here. He's come on here and he's had a bit of a chat, and he's emailed me back. He wants to be on once every, every second week maybe, and he wants to come and have a bit of a chat, and which is going to be quite fun. Also, I just found out there was a new subscriber who subscribed to the podcast today, a guy called Craig from Melbourne. Big shout out to Craig. Hello, Craig, if you're listening, which you probably are going to listen to episode 20. Thanks for tuning in to every episode, mate. Hope you enjoy it. More to come. What else? That's about it, really. I really haven't got much more to say. But, you know, the highlights have been so far has probably been Hack 5 and Kelly Lewis. You know, that's been a pretty good highlight, huge highlight for me. But I just wish, before we did episode 12, I just wish we could have done it a little bit better, before we went into it. But,
So if you've been listening to Tech Webcast since, you know, if you're new to Tech Webcast, if you listen to this episode, I urge you to listen to our previous episodes, and if you have time, I encourage you to sign up to Tech Webcast forum. It's a good place to share there your tech knowledge and to be active in the community, so that we might be able to invite you to be part of the future Tech Webcast episode. So that would be great, you know, for you to be able to talk and share your ideas with us.
For sure, mate. But the podcast, you know, we don't do things professionally. We just do it how it comes. You know, we speak how we want to speak. We know we don't swear. We just do it, you know. We just do it off the bat, and if people don't listen to it, that's fine. If they do, that's good. And feedback is also good. You can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/techwebcast, and you can email us at techwebcast@gmail.com. So, John, any other highlights you want to say that you liked that you've done so far on the show? Or
Pretty much the things that I mentioned is pretty much the highlights that I can remember. But I'm looking forward of, you know, creating more highlights in the future episodes.
For sure, mate.
And the website is still a subject for revamp. So one day we are going to upgrade it to be on par with the podcast.
Yep.
And hopefully, you will like visiting the site, and you will also like to register and participate in the tech community forum. So it has many categories there. The things that you like with technology, the current events, podcasting, iPod, Apple, whatever you are, you can participate with this podcast and be part of us.
Yeah, for sure. Great. That's very true. But I don't want to go to mention without forgetting also to check out the Tech Conclave. Now, this is sort of in association in association with the tech webcast. I can't talk today. Tech webcast and the tech conclave is not sort of combined together, but they've sort of joined up, you know, in some way.
Relative.
Yeah, relative, yeah.
They are relative or another, yeah.
Yeah.
Just you know, on the side note, Tech Webcast came out first, and then later on I remember I have video skills, so why not use it to come up with something, you know, different, something new. But along with the progress of both audio and video podcasts, each of them are relative to each other.
Yeah, for sure.
So they share the same interests, they share the same topics, because, you know, they are both dealing with the current events in the technology. But so far, you know, we have been clear that we are going to have distinct audience on that. But we don't actually restrict our audience to go into other show or another. They are relative with each other.
Oh, so yeah, for sure.
It's fairly good.
For sure. You can listen to anything. We're not saying to listen to one or the other. You can listen to both. And, you know, also, I can say this.
The tech conclave is straightforward news, you know, newscasting there of the technology. And the style here in the Tech Webcast is pretty different, because I'm able to speak what I have in my mind without any worries, and which is really good, because, you know, you will like it, because we are talking as a person, not as someone who, you know, as a formal person. You know, we don't have to follow a certain rule. We just talk based on our own opinions and judgments. So that's pretty cool here in Tech Webcast.
For sure, mate. For sure. That's that's very true as well. Now, I've just totally forgot what I was going to say now. That's about it, really. I've got a little...
Ustream.
Sorry. Before Ustream, I just want to announce...
Okay.
We'll be getting better quality audio as well soon. Me and John will be getting a proper condenser mic. I will say this right now on the Tech Webcast. I will be sponsoring John's video podcast. So I'll be giving I'll be donating a condenser microphone to him probably in a couple of weeks. So enjoy, John. I hope you enjoy that, mate. And you should get it very soon. I'm gonna get it next week.
It's not only I'm not going to, you know, only enjoy it, but I will use it to its maximum.
Yep.
To its maximum. I'll make sure that out of that microphone you will donate to Tech Enclave, you'll be assured that it will be used for productivity. It's not going to be used, you know, just to show up for something, but it's going to be used in a good way.
Yeah,
and
sure.
you will be remembered in the future, you know, on the episode that we will start using that microphone up to the future episodes.
Yep.
Until we are still using that microphone. So
yeah,
I will owe that to Tech Webcast.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's no
and
problem.
Also, it will also facelift the quality of this audio podcast, because as of the moment I'm using a headphone and Brad is using a dynamic microphone, which is good, but not that it doesn't sound professional yet.
And we
both want to sound professional.
I'm gonna go and buy a couple of microphones probably next week. I'm gonna probably go and buy a couple, and I'll send John's off to him in the mail, and I'll probably have a good microphone by episode by episode 21, and John will have his probably by episode 24, maybe. I may be wrong, maybe 23, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'll see what happens. But you know,
in the travel.
What's that?
The microphone needs to swim over towards me.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't get wet, because if it gets wet, it'd be stuffed.
It needs to travel first, before I can use it.
Yep, for sure. So anyway, I'll be doing that, and that's about it. So I'll be doing that. So that's going to be on the next topic. Ustream. John, have you seen the new look of your Ustream, mate? What's your opinion on that?
A day before that, I was doing my first broadcast on Ustream, and then, you know, a day after that, I noticed that the Ustream is, you know, has new design. The website has changed, and so far, the first time, my first impression on it is that I like it. I like it. It's clean. It's easier to, you know, they have organized things efficiently, in my opinion. And yeah, I like it.
Cool.
How about you, Brad? What is your opinion?
My opinion is, you know, same as what you said, John. It's got the Twitter feature in there. You can tweet a message out to Twitter when you're live and stuff. I like the chat, and I just like the new look of it, the interface of it, and that's good. It's pretty good. And also, it's you can get viewers as well. These as well. You can just click on the categories, and it's pretty good. You can get viewers very easy now, and it's pretty good. That's about it. That's Ustream review, and I don't really know much more what I can say about it. I just love the new look. That's about it.
But for me, I think it's a good improvement. It's a progress on their side.
Yeah,
I actually didn't like the previous design.
Now
it looks like, you know, they are inside Web 2 or something.
Yeah, true. Yeah. All right, well, let's wrap episode 20 up. It's on 19 minutes so far. So this has been Brad and John. Now, this is the prize. This is the prize for John. He doesn't know anything about this, and probably you don't know either, but the people who are listening. John, I don't know how this will go.
What is that, Brad?
John's a huge fan of a band called Dashboard Confessions. That's the name of the band, isn't it, John? Is that the right band? Is that what we call it?
The name of the band is Deaf Pedestrians.
Deaf Pedestrians, yep.
I just like one of their songs because, you know, it shows... I can relate with it, actually. Me and Brad can relate with it with all the other gigs.
For sure. Dylan Combs put me onto this song.
Like it.
Dylan Combs actually put me onto this song, and then I showed you the song, and then you got hooked on it. And then I'm not sure how many days ago, probably about 4 or 5 days ago, John sent me a song on Skype. Now, if you don't like it, you can block your ears. Now, here it goes. This is John singing "Hail to the Geek." Enjoy. Back after this, I'll play it for about a minute or so, and then we'll wrap up the podcast episode 20. So here you go. This is John singing.
I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running up my feet. I got a bad mustache, a reoccurring rash, and not a lot of cash, just spending all my stash. Man, it's good to be a geek. Well, it's good to be a geek. It's good to be a freak. It's good to draw my pictures no one will ever see. It's good to be a geek. It's good to be a gnome. It's good I'm never waiting but beside a telephone. Cause no one ever. I play Dungeons and Dragons. I got a 13 level leveling fighter thief. Got 7 hit die on my backstab. Sometimes you know it's good to be a geek. It's good to be a geek. It's good to play the freak. It's good to come by my land once every other week. As far as I can see, it's good to play the Wii. Let's stay up painting miniatures, then a 2 or 3. Cause no one ever. Someday I'll learn to play guitar. Start up a band and be a star. And when you wind up pumping gas,
all right, that was John. All right, that was John singing "Hail to the Geek." Great song, John. I have to say, mate, I have to say this right now on the show: you are a very good singer.
Yeah.
You're a very good singer. Has anyone recommended you go to sing at a karaoke?
What?
I said, has anyone recommended you to go sing at a karaoke?
No, I'm pretty shy in the actual world.
Oh,
you know,
don't
I'm
be shy.
Geek,
come
so
on, John.
To sing alone.
Come on, don't be shy. Come on.
Yeah.
But yeah, seriously, if anyone's listening to...
If someone will ask me to sing in a karaoke, I will have no problem with it. As long as the song is good, yeah, that's probably fine.
Yeah. Great
so
song.
So hopefully when new microphone will arrive here, I will re-record that, that piece, and maybe it will improve because the quality of microphone will be good.
Oh, yeah, for sure, mate. For sure. Definitely.
Yeah.
For sure.
So hopefully we're looking forward to that, and for sure you will have the complimentary copy of the song.
Yeah.
That I will record.
For sure. But sir, can anyone download this song, John, anywhere on the internet? Can anyone download this song anywhere on the internet? Have you posted anywhere on the internet for people to download?
Yes. Well, I just posted it. I just made a post there in the forum of Tech Conclave, but I didn't actually announce this yet because I'm looking forward on I'm waiting for the microphone that you will you donate to me, and I will record this and make it sound more better.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's going to be really good.
I just don't want people to ridicule my song. I'm just a geek. I'm not a singer.
Well, you could be one day. You never know. All right, let's wrap this up. Now, twitter.com/techwebcast, twitter.com/techconclave, and my blog is bradsblog.org. And, John, what's your blog address, mate? And, what's your blog?
My blog address is www.general.com. Yes, all that's right. My blog.
All right, this has been Brad, and this has been John as well. John's been on the Tech Webcast since episode 20. Can I just say thank you so much, John, for participating in all the episodes so far up to episode 20, mate. And I really thought you would have... I really thought you wouldn't have sort of stuck by up until now, but I was wrong. Great work, mate. I have to say, you've done it pretty well. You've done a good job so far.
Thank you. So I'm happy with to be a part of the Tech Webcast, and we'll look forward to creating more substantial episodes and more more fun out of the Tech Webcast. So I'll work it to be a part of this.
All right, no problem, mate. This has been Brad.
As well, yeah.
Yep, this has been Brad, and this has been John, who's been on episode 20 as well. Coming up next week, episode 21, is going to have Buster Roy from Quick to come on and talk about the Quick website, quick.com. He's supposed to be on this week, but he sent me an email back saying he can't be on, so he'll be on next week for sure, 100%. John, do you want to say any last words before we wrap this up?
Well, I just want to thank those who listen to Tech Webcast, and we are happy that we have listeners there, and I encourage you to tell your friends that also like technologies to listen with us, and they can also if they are as geeky, it's not really, they're not required to be geeky to listen with our show, but if they like technology and they want to share something, if they are the person who are always opinionated with the current events of the tech, of the technology world, then it's easy to reach us. So write us at techwebcast@gmail.com.
And also any suggestions on for the show as well, we're open to any sort of just suggestions on how we can improve the show. That's about it. This has been Brad and John. Thank you very much for being on episode 20, and stay tuned for the Tech Conclave as well. It's going to be out very soon. When would that be out, John?
The Tech Conclave episode 4 will be released later on this week. It's supposed to be released today.
But
there were unexpected events that happened the previous days, and I decided to delay the release for, at least 2 days or something. Well, I'm currently doing the episode now, but I'm hopeful that it will be released soon.
Cool stuff. Yeah. Cool stuff. Now, have we got a Geek of the Week so far, as we know? Have we got a Geek of the Week yet? Have we got Geek of the Week yet, John?
Yes, but I haven't heard from him yet.
Okay.
But I invited him.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm going to reveal it here, But yeah.
We won't. Okay, that's about it. Thank you very much for listening. Not listening, but thanks for listening for up until episode 20. And thank you for all you people who have subscribed to the podcast. And a huge thank you to all other people who participated in the podcast. And also thanks to John. Thanks, John, for being on episode up until episode 20, mate. Hope we can get past episode 50.
Yes.
Thanks, John.
You are welcome.